The Renewable Fuels Association has just introduced a new mobile app for ethanol advocates called RFA Advocacy. RFA President and CEO Bob Dineen explains.
It's a new app that you can download for free from your Android device or iPhone just by going to the App Store and download it for free. And it has all of the RFA talking points, our charts, our graphs, our infographics, who your members of Congress are. It has an interactive feature that you can send a letter directly to your member of Congress or your senator or to a government agency on a particular issue. And we think it's going to be a great tool. It will empower them to advocate for ethanol or write a letter to the editor responding to something they've seen in their newspaper. And we hope that it is utilized by ethanol advocates across the country and that we can really make a difference with this. I'm excited about it.
Dineen says they felt it was important to allow ethanol advocates to have information in the palm of their hands.
Well, you know, quite frankly, everybody is becoming so dependent on their mobile devices, and more information is shared that way. We're just trying to keep up with the times. Look, I'm a little bit old school, I'll admit that. And, you know, if I could still get information from a newspaper or from the mailbox, I'll do so. But I know that I'm days late. So this is a way that we can deliver information in the most timely fashion and using the devices that the public now finds most useful for them.
One of the most important issues for the ethanol industry remains the 2014 volume requirements under the Renewable Fuel Standard, which have yet to be finalized by the Environmental Protection Agency. And Dineen says at this point, it will likely be another few weeks at least.
I think the agency is rightly embarrassed that it has taken them this long. You know, have I heard anything? No. Everybody is being professional and quiet at this point. I think the conventional wisdom is that if it's taken this long, they are likely going to take until after the election, and I think everybody is frustrated by that. We all need to have certainty of what the 2014 obligation is going to be before the year comes to an end.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.